Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, komunitas Asia di Australia termasuk Cina, Vietnam, Korea, dan Tibet menandai tahun baru Imlek pada tahun 2021, yaitu tanggal 12 sampai 26 Februari dengan cara yang berbeda. Sementara pembatasan perjalanan dan batasan pertemuan akibat pandemi telah memaksa penyelenggara acara untuk berimprovisasi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwan. Tahun baru Imlek di Cina biasanya ditandai dengan migrasi manusia tahunan terbesar di dunia. Sekitar 3 miliar perjalanan telah dilakukan selama 16 hari siklus tahun baru itu. Jumlah itu jauh melampaui jumlah ziarah terbesar di dunia seperti naik haji dan hampir 7 kali lebih besar dari Thanksgiving di Amerika. Bagi sebagian besar orang, ini adalah satu-satunya waktu dalam setahun di mana mereka bisa bertemu dengan keluarga mereka secara langsung. Namun tahun ini, pembatasan perjalanan pandemi dan penguncian ketat di Hong Kong dan sebagian besar daratan Cina telah menghambat rencana reuni keluarga. Bagi Win Seng, keturunan Cina Australia yang juga menjabat sebagai presiden dari Chinese Precinct Chamber of Commerce, pembatasan itu menyebabkannya untuk mengandalkan opsi konferensi video.
My two other brothers live in separate cities, and we usually congregate together during with our parents during Chinese New Year. That this year will not likely be the case, so we will have our own way of celebrating and zooming. It has been a very popular thing now, where someone at home will install a camera on a TV, a large plasma TV, and constantly broadcasting between different homes. So you get a feeling that your relatives are simply on the other side or the other room through the TV.
Sheng mengatakan penyelenggara acara festival di seluruh Australia harus berimprovisasi untuk mematuhi aturan COVID-19.
And this year's theme is obviously resilience, and our slogan is no bug can stop a dragon. We still want to have celebrations, connect the communities together, and we have morphed the usual format into like a roving format for those with minimum funds and don't want to take on to the commercial risk. They can use decoration across. We've asked every household. We encourage people to put out some little red symbol, good luck symbol, some little feng shui symbol, symbolizing Chinese New Year on the front window. There will be online celebration. We have encouraged a lot of different restaurant venues, while they still can trade, for example, can hire performance into those venues there, so that everyone can still enjoy the Lunar New Year celebration.
Komunitas Vietnam di Melbourne juga terpaksa untuk menyesuaikan format festival tatap muka mereka untuk pertama kalinya dalam 30 tahun. Wakil Presiden Komunitas Vietnam Australia bagian Victoria, Andrew Doe, mengatakan bahwa diperlukan usaha yang keras untuk menerjemahkan pengalaman langsung ke dalam format online.
We've translated a lot of our fun activities and initiatives that we would usually have in a physical festival, but just filmed and we'll broadcast it online to the community and to the general public. So we're trying to capture the essence and the feel of what it would be like to come to one of our festivals. The food, the activities, learning about Vietnamese culture and our heritage and traditions, some great performances, but all that will be captured and broadcast online so that people can enjoy it from the safety of their homes.
Pemimpin Kawula Muda mengambil peran dalam membuat jadwal 2 hari acara online, yaitu tanggal 6 dan 7 Februari, dengan melibatkan kegiatan termasuk lomba memasak ibu dan anak. Persiapan pertemuan keluarga multigenerasi juga dilakukan di rumah Nenek Doe. Setelah menjalani lockdown selama 112 hari, selama gelombang kedua di Melbourne, Doe mengatakan ia lega batas pertemuan rumah tangga kini telah ditingkatkan menjadi 30 orang. Dan meskipun banyak hal yang berubah, namun masih ada penekanan pada penghormatan tradisi.
So it is a little bit different this year and requires a bit more planning, but we're still happy that we're able to go around and visit each other and celebrate the new year with those that we are with friends and family. Things like, you know, the luckiest person in the family should be the first one to enter the house in the new year, that sort of stuff. Our parents have been very keen to impart that onto us at a very young age.
Pelawak Cina-Australia Jennifer Wong juga memodifikasi kebiasaan tahun baru Imleknya.
My family in Hong Kong at the moment are organizing a Zoom so they can buy lean, so they can exchange New Year greetings in the way that you usually would in person, because even over there, I think they've been really hesitant to get together because of, you know, all the kids are at school via Zoom at the moment. My relatives are working from home still. So the idea of meeting via the internet is still something that is very new. They did Christmas like that. And so I guess one of the good things is that our family will be able to join that Zoom. And in a way, it'll be the first time we've seen all of them ever for a new year, because previously we wouldn't have thought to use the technology like that.
Setelah pandemi menutup hiburan langsung pada tahun 2020, ia kembali ke panggung sebagai bagian dari acara untuk Tahun Baru Imlek di komunitas Cina yang besar di Chatswood di daerah Sydney. Dalam penampilannya kali ini, ia akan mengeksplorasi tradisi dan tahayul Tahun Baru Imlek.
So I think it's a nice bit of escapism just to feel like they can enjoy and laugh. Certainly the traditions that are the oddest are things like, you know, don't wash your hair on the first day of the year. Make sure you wash it the day before, because if you wash it on the first day of the year, you'll wash all your luck away. And of course, that comes from the idea that the word for hair sounds like the word for fortune. You know, you shouldn't give people knives as gifts because the sharpness indicates an end to the relationship. And it's like, who's giving knives as gifts for New Year? Things like that that we can kind of look at and go, why is it that we do any of the things, the traditions that we do across any culture?
Sementara itu, wali kota dari Willoughby Council, Gil Giles Kidney, mengatakan bahwa perencanaan telah dilakukan untuk memastikan acara-acara itu aman COVID.
From the 3rd of February right through to the 28th, we've got various events attracting different people into the city. We've got around 25% of our population who are Chinese in origin. So you can imagine that they really value these Lunar New Year activities. And we're really hoping that we'll be able to stage events so that people feel like that their life is slowly returning to normal.
Di negara bagian lain, acara festival di Perth telah ditunda setelah Australia Barat dikunci selama 5 hari, yang dipicu oleh kasus COVID-19 yang melibatkan seorang penjaga keamanan di karantina hotel. Di Tasmania, meskipun tidak ada kasus COVID-Corona di negara itu, penyelenggara acara telah memutuskan untuk pertama kalinya dalam 8 tahun untuk membatalkan festival komunitas Tahun Baru Imlek tahun ini. Brian Chung, Presiden Asosiasi Komunitas Cina Tasmania, mengatakan pembatalan itu adalah keputusan yang sulit.
Previous years we had organised a major Lunar New Year festival in the Parliament House lawns in Hobart, which is an outdoor area, and it's very, very good site near the waterfront, and we often have 6,000-8,000 people coming to our festival. So that's what we've done every year, including 2020. But this year, because of COVID and the restrictions on social distancing and all the other rules and regulations, we've agonised over the decision and finally decided we just really can't have a festival this year.
Brian Chung mengatakan perencanaan telah dimulai untuk tahun depan dan ia berharap dapat menyatukan semua budaya yang merayakan Tahun Baru Imlek.
We broadened that out a few years ago because we recognise it's not just the Chinese who celebrate this Lunar Year period, but a lot of the other community, Asian community, who also celebrate. So we sort of opened up a bit and welcomed those other groups into us, and that's been very good.
Berdasarkan zodiak Cina dan kalender lunar, 2021 adalah tahun kerbau. Jennifer Wong mengatakan ia mendapat kekuatan dari zodiak itu.
An ox is something or someone who's known for their stability, perhaps known for their stubbornness, but also for their reliability. You know, these things obviously aren't hard science, but I do think it's nice to go into a new year with those intentions of hoping for something that is going to bring a little bit more stability to so many people who at the moment are experiencing very vulnerable moments.
Andrew Do mengatakan ia juga terinspirasi oleh atribut kerbau.
It wasn't easy 2020, but I think the ox, being an animal that is, you know, very strong, very grounded, with lots of hard work and positivity, I think they're excellent values for all of us to bring on into the new year.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.